The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now let's listen to Sheikh Salim Bimji.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This month that we are in of Ramadan al-Sharif, the blessed month of Ramadan, is all about attaining taqwa, that closeness and proximity of God in our lives, and recognizing the fact that we are ever in His presence. We ask Allah to accept our acts of worship that we have performed in the past 2 weeks of this blessed month of Ramadan. We ask Allah to convey our greetings and salutations upon all of His emissaries, beginning with the Prophet Adam, peace be upon him, and culminating with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and upon his Ahlul Bayt, those specific members of his family who have been purified and protected, and who are the guides of this ummah, beginning with the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, and culminating with the last and the awaited savior of humanity, Imam al-Mahdi. May Allah hasten his return. Today, I want to continue on in our reflections of this blessed month of Ramadan, and more so, preparing for the light nights of Qadr. You know, as we know that there is no other month in the Islamic calendar like the month of Ramadan. The nights are the best of nights, the days are the best of days, the hours are the best of hours, the minutes are the best of minutes. And in this blessed month of 30 days and nights, we have been told that there is a unique period of the last 10 nights, the last 10 odd numbered nights, which are known as the Layali ul-Qadr, the nights of grandeur, of power, of majesty, of destiny. Al-Qadr has many different meanings, many different definitions, many different interpretations, and so it's hard to pinpoint it to one particular word. And so it's a universal, it's a term that is so diverse or so widespread that really we just need to call it the night of Qadr, because none of the English words maybe would be able to do justice to it, and none of the explanations that we have from the scholars, and obviously, and also the ahadith, they will not really do justice to it. And that in itself shows us, brothers and sisters, the beauty of this night coming up. Whether we mark it, or you know, whether we use all of those nights, the 17th, 19th, 21st, 23rd, 25th, 27th, 29th. Or some people may just focus on three nights, or two nights, or one night. Allah shows us, as He mentions in Surah Al-Qadr, Chapter number 97 of the Quran, where Allah says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Inna anzalnahu fi laylat al-Qadr, that indeed we revealed it on the night of Al-Qadr. Now, what is this night of Qadr? You know, the Muslims 14 centuries ago asked the Messenger of Allah, and the response comes from Allah, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ, that what will make you, or what can we do to explain to you what the night of power is all about? As I said, you know, Qadr can be translated in English as, and it's been used in the Quran as power, as destiny, meaning our future. It means a measurement and apportioning of something. It means limiting something as well. And maybe we can combine all the definitions to get us to Night of Qadr. But ultimately, brothers and sisters, as we embark on these nights coming up, again, the 17th night, the 19th night, 21st, 23rd, especially those three that we always focus on, 19, 21, and 23 of Ramadan, answer the question this way, and asking yourself, what is Laylatul Qadr, and why should I bother with it? Why should I spend the night awake in prayer and supplication? Because we don't know the importance of it. We don't know the value of it. We don't know the merit of it. You know, because when we look at it in the world that we live in today, if we know the value of something, then we will cherish it more. When I know, for example, the ring that you know, that my spouse is wearing, let's say, or that I'm wearing as a diamond ring, and it's X amount of carats and it costs so many thousand dollars, I'll be more careful about it because I know the value. And if I don't know the value, I might still be more careful about it because I don't know what it's worth and I wouldn't want to, lose it. But for example, if I have a ring and I know it's only worth a few dollars, well, if I lose it, not a big deal. But if I don't know the value, then I'll be more concerned about it. With Laylatul Qadr, if we knew the value, we would only perhaps worship God one day out of the year. And because we don't know the value, we will strive as believers to worship on every opportunity we have. Obviously, given that we have lives and we have things to do, we can't spend every single day in those extensive hours of or extensive amount of worship. But we would do our best in those time that we have available. Now, as we know that there are a lot of major events in the month of Ramadan. Obviously, as I mentioned, we have the 19th coming up, which is the martyrdom, the anniversary of the attack against Imam Ali. 20th of Ramadan is the Fath of Mecca, the conquest of Mecca. The death of Imam Ali coming up, obviously 2 days after his attack. The pledge of allegiance to Imam Hassan on the same day, and the death of Ibn Muljim, La'natullah alayh, on the same day. He's put to death for his crimes against the commander of the faithful. As I conclude, let me just want to mention the anniversary of the Battle of Badr, which took place in the second year after the migration. This is a pivotal time for the Muslim community. They have moved to Medina, just setting up camp, setting up a city, setting up a state. And I'm not going to go into the details of Badr, but this marked a pivotal role in the community, in their confidence in themselves. And obviously they came out victorious. And obviously we know that there are many reasons for their victory. Although they were outnumbered 3-1, there were 1,000 of the polytheists from Quraysh. There were 313 Muslims. But although being outnumbered and outgunned severely, but with the help of the hidden angels, the angels that God sent, Muslims were victorious. And it shows us, brothers and sisters, that even though we may have been put down, and the enemies have the upper hand, that with the help of God, victory is near. So, what more can we say about the nights of Qadr? Well, as we said, that there are three nights, the 19th night, there is a 21st night, and there is a 23rd night. Obviously, the 25th, 27th, and 29th are also important, and our scholars even emphasize acts of worship on those nights and extra asking God for forgiveness. But what about these three, which are highly prized within our community and which our books of supplication speak about with great detail? What do we do on those three nights and why the three nights? Scholars say, based on a hadith that they quote from the Ahlul Bayt, the 19th is a night of decision. And so we're encouraged to ask God on the 19th because that is when decisions will be made. 21st is a night of recording when things are proverbially written down in our book, what will happen in the next year to come. From there on, the 23rd is the night of confirmation where this book is signed and sealed and delivered. Now, that doesn't mean that changes cannot occur, but when you have this opportunity of deciding your fate for the next year, and obviously whatever you ask for might not be given to us by God, and there's reasons for that. But when you have an opportunity to forge your own destiny, why not make the most of those nights and ask God for the goodness of this world, the goodness of the world to come.
Ya Laylatul Qadr, ya Fadl Barina, khayrun min ad-dahr bil 'afwi tatina. Ya Laylatul Qadr, ya Fadl Barina. القرآن من حضرة الرحمن يا ليلة القدر يا فضل بارين.